Chapter 14. The Fifth Week. Up and Over. Core Exercises. 5.1. Swing Your Partner. By now you have taught your dog to sit in front of you when you call him in order to park his doggy rear so that you can put a hand on his collar if you need to restrain him. The swing exercise moves him back to your side facing the same direction you are, so if you want to walk forward, he is in a good walking position. Swing is used in obedience and rally competitions, but it also has a practical application because it gets your dog out of your way and into an approximate heel position, allowing you to walk forward together. The instructions for this exercise will be to move your dog to your left side, since that is the show ring side for heeling. If you want your dog on the right side, reverse the instructions. If you want to be able to move your dog to either side, teach one side first, then the other, using a different verbal cue for the second side. I like the swing. It's like a dance step. Athletic dogs can even learn to leap up in the air, turn in mid-leap, and land sitting next to your side. Instructions. Start with Stanley, sitting directly in front of you and facing you, close enough that you can pat him on the head. Have the clicker in your left hand and the treats in your right. If you are doing this exercise on leash, have the leash in your left hand also. Remember that the leash is just to keep a dog from leaving. It is not used to pull or guide him into position. Take a long step straight back with your left foot. Lure Stanley to your left and back with the treat. Turn him toward you with the lure and bring him up along your left side. Now lift the treat over his head to get him to sit, click, and treat. Use the verbal sit cue, if necessary, to ask him to sit. He is now sitting next to you, and you are both ready to walk forward without tripping over each other. Remember, if you want Stanley to end up on your right side, reverse these instructions. Notice you haven't used the verbal swing cue yet. The mechanics of this move can be a little confusing at first. You want the dance step to be smooth before you introduce the verbal cue so that Stanley doesn't associate the word with the wrong behavior. When he seems to have caught on and is moving easily back and into the sit position for you, add the verbal cue swing. Training tips. When I lure my dog forward and into the sit position, he turns and faces me rather than facing forward. This usually happens because you are holding the treat in front of you. Try holding the treat off to the side, in front of your dog. Put the treat where you want his nose to be. You probably won't get a perfectly straight sit at first, but you can start shaping straighter sits by only giving a click and treat for increasingly better ones. The show ring is the only place where perfect sits really matter. If you don't plan to show your dog, you can set whatever standard you want for straight enough. 5.2. Leave it, Temptation Alley. Temptation Alley is an exercise you do to reinforce and expand on the Leave It exercise you learned in week 3. Vacuum has already learned not to eat a treat in your hand or on the ground in front of you when you say leave it in an upbeat tone of voice. Now he's going to learn to leave things alone that he discovers on the ground during your walks. Instructions. Set up a Temptation Alley exercise on a non-grassy outdoor area by making several piles of mildly interesting treats, such as dog kibble or dry dog cookies. Non-grassy is important. You need to be able to see the piles before vacuum sniffs them out and inhales them. The piles should be at least 10 feet apart. Take Vacuum outside on his leash and walk him for 5 to 10 minutes to settle him a little. Then approach the first pile. The instant his eyes fall on the pile, say, "Leave it," in a happy voice and stop moving. Do not jerk him back with the leash, But do restrain him so he can't eat the goodies. You need to plan ahead here. Be sure you stop soon enough or have the leash short enough that you can gently prevent your dog from reaching the pile when you stop. Now, wait. Do not repeat the leave it cue and don't pull him back. Sooner or later, he will look away from the pile. The instant he does, click and give him a treat that is much better than the kibble or cookies on the ground. Now proceed to the next pile. Continue this exercise at each pile until you can walk him past them and he looks away from the pile and back at you on the verbal leave it cue without any leash restraint. Next time, put the piles in different places. Practice in different locations. When your dog is responding readily and reliably to leave it with relatively boring treat piles, up the ante by putting better treats in the piles and adding some piles of his favorite toys. Continue to have a higher value treat to give him as a reward for the leave it. When he has the idea, experiment with using leave it in real life, such as when you are walking around the block and he finds a fast food wrapper in the gutter or a tipped over garbage can. When he is responding reliably at least 80% of the time on leash, try the exercise off leash. Go back to your quiet, non-grassy area and boring treat piles to start. Then gradually up the ante again until he will leave the tastiest, rotting squirrel carcass at your gentle request to leave it. If he oopses, makes a mistake off leash, and grabs a forbidden treat pile or object, go back to more on leash work. 5.3. Up and over. Now that you've worked really hard to teach Bounce not to jump up on you, you're going to teach him to jump on and over objects, which is an entirely different thing. Note, puppies under the age of 1 year and dogs with physical disabilities should not be asked to overexert themselves with jumping games. Check with your veterinarian for recommendations on how high and how much your dog should be allowed to jump. Most dogs love to jump. It's a great game for using excess energy because they have to exert themselves strenuously to jump on and over things. When I was a kid, I used to put brooms and mops across chairs all through the house and have my collie leap over the hurdles. It is soul-satisfying to see your dog fly gracefully through the air, and it can make hikes through the park easier and more fun if Bounce can bound over fallen logs and other woodsy obstacles. Jumping is also an important skill for a dog to learn if you have an interest in competitive dog sports. Instructions. Over. Although jumping is a very natural behavior for dogs, being asked to jump over something may be a new experience for Bounce. So you want to start slow and easy. Lay a dowel or broomstick on the ground with one end against a wall or fence and walk him over it. Some dogs are wary of a stick in your hand, so be sure not to frighten your dog with it. As he steps over, say, "Over," in an excited tone of voice and give him a click and a treat as he reaches the other side. Repeat this several times until you are sure he has no hesitation about walking over the stick. Now lift it a couple of inches. You can rest each end of the stick on a book. Stand at the end that is away from the wall and ask Bounce to wait on one side of the stick. Say, "Over," and toss a treat on the other side. As he steps over the stick to get the treat, click and praise him. Continue to repeat the game at slowly increasing heights until he is freely jumping over the stick. Remember to gradually fade the use of the treat as a lure so he will eventually jump on just the verbal cue, followed by the click and a reward. You can also use a life reward of a ball or a toy to encourage Bounce over the jump, as long as you can get it back afterward so you can play over again. Instructions. Up. The key here, too, is to start small. If you want bounce to jump in the back of your SUV, you may need to lower your sights at first. Even big dogs can be intimidated by such a leap. Find or build a low, flat, solid surface to practice on. Nothing puts off a cautious dog more than having the surface he lands on jiggle under his feet. A cast-off exercise stepper from a yard sale is a perfect choice for a small to medium-sized dog. Set your platform on flat ground and encourage bounce to get on it. Place your hand or a target stick over the platform and ask him to touch. If he jumps on it right away to touch the target, as lots of dogs will, bingo, click and treat. You've captured the behavior in one fell swoop. You can start using your verbal up cue and keep repeating the exercise until he will do it reliably on request. Then transfer it to different surfaces. The fallen tree trunk in the backyard, the boulder by the creek, the bed or sofa, if he's allowed on the furniture, and yes, the SUV. If he doesn't give you the whole behavior all at once, shape it. Give him a click for 1 foot on the platform. When he does 1 foot easily, go for two, then three, then all four. When he is willing to have all 4 feet on the platform, start using the up cue. If you want to get cute, use a different verbal cue for each step up and work with him until he will put the stated number of feet on the platform on cue. When he is willing to put all 4 feet on the platform, work on excitement and enthusiasm until he happily jumps on the platform for the up cue. Now you can start working on different surfaces. You may get the up on cue with each new surface, or you may need to reshape the up with each new scary thing. Bonus games. 5.1. Playing possum. Possum is an amusing extension of the relax exercise and is halfway to roll over. I like to teach possum before roll over because when your dog learns to roll all the way over, you may have a hard time getting him to stop halfway in the belly-up possum position. Possum is also a good exercise because it teaches your dog to voluntarily go into a subordinate position without using any of the forceful and often dangerous alpha roll exercises that some traditional trainers teach. I strongly caution you against ever attempting to force a dog onto her back. Some dogs appropriately see this as a threat and try to defend themselves, which could result in a serious bite. When your dog trusts that you are not a threat, he will happily and willingly go belly up for you, and you can easily search for fleas, ticks, lumps, and bumps, and groom those hard-to-reach spots underneath. Instructions. Ask your dog to relax on a soft, flat dog bed or carpeted surface. When he is in the relaxed position, encourage your dog to turn tummy side up by using a treat as a lure. Put the treat by his nose, then move it up in an arc toward his spine so his head turns as he follows it with his nose. As soon as he shifts so his legs lift off the floor ever so slightly, click and treat. Gradually increase the amount of the arc until he is turning onto his back. When he is able to turn onto his back, add the verbal possum cue and continue to repeat the exercise, encouraging him to hold the position longer and longer before you click and reward. To get the behavior on a verbal cue or hand signal, use the word first and start to minimize luring. Caution. Some dogs, especially those with narrow backs and deep chests, such as greyhounds, Afghans, and Salukis, find this exercise very difficult, if not impossible, to perform. Always be aware of your dog's physical limitations, and never ask him to do anything that may be harmful to him or that he is physically incapable of doing. 5.2. Roll over, Beethoven. When your dog can do possum, roll over is a snap. Even dogs who physically can't hold the possum position can often roll all the way over. Instructions. For most dogs, this exercise is almost too easy for words. Start the possum exercise, then just keep going. When the dog passes the point of equilibrium, gravity takes over and the roll just happens. When your dog is doing one roll easily, try two in a row. Then more, until you can get him to do a whole series of rollovers. Many dogs are one-sided, meaning they'll roll easily in one direction but not the other. If your dog is having trouble with this game, try having him roll the other way. Then, when he has the easy direction figured out, make him ambiposterous and shape the roll the other way as well. If you really want to impress people, get him to roll over while you roll over at the same time. 5.3. Tug. Some trainers tell you not to play tug-of-war with your dog because they say it teaches him to be aggressive and dominant. I believe that if you play tug with rules, not only is it a great energy diffuser for your dog, it also teaches him to control himself and to defer to you. Men and boys, more than women and girls, seem to like to play rough physical games with their dogs. Tug is a way to direct that rough play into appropriate channels. Your dog should know the give exercise before you start playing tug. Instructions. Knotted rope toys are perfect for tug games. The longer the better because the length keeps Yankee's teeth away from your skin. The ropes with plastic handles make it easier for you to hold on, an important point because you will need to win the tug game. Dogs seem to like the ones with three or four rope branches to choose from. Here are the rules for playing tug. The tug toy is only for playing tug. It is not left lying around. When the game is over, put it away someplace where Yankee can't get to it. You decide when it is time to play tug. If Yankee stands next to the drawer where the tug toy lives and barks demandingly, do not get out the toy and play tug. Wait until he goes away. Then you can get it out and invite him to play. At least 9 times out of 10, you win the game, not Yankee. That means you end up with the toy and he doesn't. If he will give it back to you when you ask him to, you can let him win very occasionally. If he won't give it back, you and Yankee need to do more work on give before you try to play tug. If Yankee is very timid or non-assertive, you can let him win more often to help boost his confidence, as much as 1/2 to 3/4 of the time. You still need to win sometimes, though. If Yankee's teeth even so much as graze your skin or your clothes, the game is over. Say, oops, turn your back on him, and put the toy away. Wait a few minutes before you play again. Yankee gets to grab and tug the toy only when you give him the verbal cue, tug. If he lunges for the toy before you give him the cue, say oops and hide it behind your back. Give the tug cue only when he is standing, or better yet, sitting, quietly in front of you, with all 4 paws on the floor. Play growling is okay. Serious growling, accompanied by snapping, or a refusal to release the toy on your give cue, ends the game. Put the toy away for at least 10 minutes. If you have more than one dog, and your dogs tend to get aggressive with each other when they are excited and competing for toys or attention, do this game with Yankee only when the other dogs are sequestered in another room. Small children should not play this game with dogs. They aren't strong enough to win the game, and they can't be depended on to follow the rules consistently. Now that you know the rules, you can teach Yankee the game. Bring out the tug toy, shake it a little, and see if he will grab it. If he does, pull gently back on it to encourage him to resist. When he does, tell him, "Good boy, tug." As he gets enthusiastic about tugging, keep telling him, "Good boy, tug," and get more energetic with your tugging in response. After 5 to 10 seconds of tugging, stop moving. Still holding onto your end of the tug toy, stand still, and in a calm but happy voice, say, "Yankee, give." Remember, you are not intimidating him into giving you the toy. You're just giving him information and asking him to respond with the appropriate behavior. Because you have already trained him to give, he will let go of the toy. Click and give him a treat. Eventually, you can give him a life reward of re-engaging in the tug game. But at first, you don't want to encourage him to lunge for the toy after he releases it. This is one exercise where you may find the verbal marker, "yes," easier to use than the clicker, because your hands are busy with tug toy and treats. If he doesn't give up the toy easily on your request, don't argue with him, but don't let him win either. Trade him for a treat. If necessary, drop the treat on the ground, or drop several treats, until he is tempted enough to drop the toy and eat the treats. Now try the tug game again, but for a shorter period, and don't encourage him to get so excited. If he continues to choose not to give when you ask him to, put the tug toy away for a few more weeks while you work on the give. When you feel he is more reliable with give, you can try tug again. As soon as Yankee is easily letting go of the tug toy on cue, you can occasionally use the toy itself as a life reward. When he lets go of the toy, tell him, "Good boy." Wait a second, then offer him the toy and say, "Tug," again. As with the give, many dogs are more willing to let go of the toy if they know they are going to get it back for another round of tug. Now you can sometimes reward with a treat and sometimes use a life reward. Remember to use negative punishment. The dog's behavior makes a good thing go away if Yankee starts getting grabby for the tug toy before you give him the cue, or if his teeth touch your clothes or skin. And remember to put the toy away when you're done.